Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Matt.
You know, I wanted to take some time and talk about the RSA conference, which took place last week in San Francisco. And I know you were attending that conference, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this show overall. But I guess for our listeners who don't know, can you tell us what the RSA conference is?
Well, RSA is a conference. I think it's one of the largest and most significant ones in the country, possibly in the world. And really what it does is it brings together a variety of people in the security space, whether vendors or people that are keeping their eye on cybersecurity. And it's well attended by everyone from vendors to FBI to everyone else trying to find out how do we deal with security issues.
And I guess from your perspective, was the show pretty well attended this year?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, clearly, you know, there's been some security fans now and in the past, but I think people on the street who maybe don't find themselves thinking about cybersecurity too much are worried about their own information and how to keep that secure. Is my bank or my, you know, the store I shop at, are they able to do to keep my information secure? And I think that's people who want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. I was there last week as well, and I know we caught up, and I think I'd agree with you that there was definitely nice attendance this year and some interesting topics. Anything in particular that you thought that was kind of this year's theme or topic that presented itself throughout the week?
Well, I think there was really two. I would divide it into two. One is, broadly speaking, how do we deal with hacktivism?
Right.
Or for whatever reason, you know, somebody hacking into our organization. And I think the second one was people that use their own personal devices for work and trying to, you know, somebody said there's 5-to-1 personal devices for every work laptop that people are using, and how to secure those and keep them from being a potential entry point to scammers.
You know, so on the first topic, hacktivism, which I would agree was something that was definitely discussed throughout the week, is there anything that you think has companies the most concerned about this particular issue or new ways that they may be trying to address it?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of hacktivism is used as sort of a broad net, and it's spread across various hacking attempts. You know, whether it's an opportunistic, maybe a political statement or otherwise, but is there defenses that can defend against this? We saw one company that provided a sort of a way to redirect all external hack attempts to kind of fake websites, and so that the real one was going to still continue to work. You know, there's variations on that theme, but sort of trying to trick the scammers and try and shunt them, and so the real people can transact on the website. We saw a lot of variations on that theme, and trying to deal with the sheer volume of hacking is crazy.
Absolutely. And you're right. I guess mobile security or mobile attacks was another topic that seemed to receive a lot of attention last week. You know, what is it, I guess, this year that's really brought mobile security into the forefront? Because I think we've talked about it or heard about it at previous RSAs, but this was the first year it was really at the forefront.
And I think the reason for that is that the new mobile devices have an awful lot of compute power on them,
right?
Which is great. So you can run, you know, all the applications you want to. They represent some significant advantages. But from at RSA, that's primarily people that run infrastructure projects, enterprise projects, and they're trying to find out how to smoothly integrate them with the enterprise environment. And so people have got different appliances that would detect certain kinds of mobile devices and, you know, either whitelist or blacklist certain connections. And there was a variety from the infrastructure standpoint that was there at the show trying to deal with this from the company's perspective.
And how do you think most organizations are trying to handle this issue?
Well, I think most organizations are trying to get a grasp on it right now. I think a lot of people came to the show to say, you know, what can we do? Is there anything we can do to protect either the handset itself or the network or our core infrastructure? And I think that it's going to be a combination of that. I think next year, and actually throughout the Q2 on this year, we're going to see a lot of these, what you saw at the show is going to be implemented in a lot of businesses. And we're going to see whether it works.
So anything else, I guess, outside of hacktivism and mobile devices that you kind of saw as a topic at this year's conference? Or overall, what did you think of the conference this year?
It was a good conference. I think the third thing, which is sort of related to the first two, was that companies are experiencing what they call big data, you know, terabytes and terabytes of data. And you might be looking for one single security event in all these terabytes of data. Well, that's really difficult to deal with, especially fast enough. Let's say you have millions of people connecting to your website every day, and you know one of them is a little shady. Well, how do you go through all that data and sort of figure out why that, you know, what's going on and in time not to be hacked? And that was kind of a subtone of the other two. How do we deal with the massive traffic, and how do we find one bad guy amongst a lot of people that are just trying to live their life and you know, do their work?
Yeah, and do you think folks have a good handle on that now, or is that something we're all still trying to figure out?
Absolutely not. There's a lot of companies that are rolling out solutions where they can start to deal with the increasing loads of data. That's something that's going to be now and in the future extremely hot. If you look on in Silicon Valley, they're trying to hire big data guys like crazy. So if you're a big data guy, you know, it's a good time for you, because companies just have ever-expanding needs, and they don't really have that much of a comprehensive solution, including Facebook and the rest of them. I mean, everybody's dealing with the same problem, and they're coming together. So we'll see again where that's going to be through the end of next part of this year. But if they don't get that solved, you can have one scammer in the whole package, and you still get hacked.
Well, Cameron, thanks so much for telling us a little bit about the show last week, and these will definitely be topics that we'll continue to watch throughout 2012. If you have any questions for Cameron, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.